Good afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you are. This is Neville Mind Tricks for those who are a cut above. All right, thank you very much. Today we're going to talk about Let's Go Brandon.
What's going on here?
Yes, Let's Go Brandon. More specifically, performance anxiety. Received a good lesson or question, not specifically about performance anxiety, but it inspired this particular topic. Not Brandon, but the performance anxiety. Just going to tie them together. Again, don't vote, but everyone has an opinion. And a lot of folks don't think that Brandon and Kamala actually won the election a year ago. But here's a performance anxiety. All the people that I talked to that were gung-ho Brandon, let's go Brandon, and thought that Kamala Harris was like the greatest thing ever, despite all of her colleagues saying that she probably wasn't the best fit for the job. For very specific reasons, which again doesn't matter. This is all stones. But the expectation was super high. Brandon was going to push a little button and COVID was going to disappear. And what else did he promise to do? Oh, he was going to be like Captain Planet. If anyone watched Captain Planet in, I think it was the 90s, maybe 80s, 90s at least, and just flip a switch and clean up the whole environment and everything was going to be perfect. But I don't know if any of those things happened yet or not. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But performance anxiety. So this particular listener was talking about how when folks get into Neville, how it's all about manifesting the big things, the new house, the new car, the new mate, the new fill-in-the-blank, the new wardrobe, a specific holiday present, this sort of thing. And that sometimes that could just kind of get old. I don't think it was that person's words. Those were my words. But, and I get it. Where, and that, I talked about it in a recent podcast where I was saying just a hypothetical being asked, why don't you manifest this specific type of car? One, again, I think only a specific segment of the population that I don't associate with myself with drives that kind of vehicle. And I don't care. I don't want that car. Why would I put my time and energy into doing a scene and doing what I need to do in order to get it? And I was looking for a Neville quote the other day for a different podcast. And I came across a teacher. I mean, this is a little kid that looks like the eagle from the Muppets had a sister or a brother. I don't know. All right. Yes, this is a person that looks like the eagle from the Muppets had a sibling. They got a drive-through GED from the swap meet, and they talk like they always have a cigarette hanging out the side of their mouth. I know it's kind of judgmental things, but this person was presented to me as this wonderful Neville teacher that knew everything, and I was dismayed. I'm like, this person doesn't know anything. The only thing they do know how to do, and I'll tip my hat off to them, is they received somewhat of an audience. I don't know exactly what happens. I don't care. I wish them well. But it seems like their audience tapered off to a point. And just kind of the gist I got was that this person's no longer doing Neville because there was too much pressure on them to always manifest these big things. And so, and I'm not picking on this particular person. It might sound like I am. But here's one too for manifesting. this person was a little portly. And, oh, I'm going to manifest being thin. And this was back in the time when I could actually tolerate making it through over 1 second of their videos. And I was talking to somebody about them, and they said, oh, look at her. She says she's going to lose weight. And was slamming down like a sugar-based cola pop and eating a bunch of pastries. And it's like, in all due respect, someone like that won't ever lose weight. They don't care. But the whole approach was, oh, I'm a Neville expert. I'm a Neville guru. All these people with more money than brains are giving me all this money to teach them and blah, 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 and get this false sense of security. Kind of like a woman that's a 5 with a good filter on like a dating site thinks that she's a 10, that type of thing. So you get the point with that. And when it comes to Neville, it can be about manifesting the big things, having all these cool things, going on these trips, doing all these things that maybe you want to genuinely do. But my opinion, what I'm saying about this, is that if you feel like you have to do something, if you're obligated by society, family, friends, relatives, that type of thing to do something, and you genuinely, deeply inside, don't give a rip, kind of like my examples from that one podcast, you're not going to get it. You probably won't get it. And some of these people will look and they say, oh, this Neville doesn't work. No, it's that person is brainwashed by whomever to think they want something that they really don't want. And then they half-hazardly try to get these things and they don't get them. And then they're, oh, this stuff doesn't work. Blah, 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 blah. So what's the best way to do it? Neville talks about how our desires come with the solution, and the desires are a gift from God. The examples he uses, if you're hungry, you want food. If you want companionship, you want a mate in your life. If you want freedom, maybe you want to jump in your car and go for a drive in the country or in the city for a weekend. If you're thirsty, you want water. Those are automatic. And these are things that happen every day. I'm willing to bet you're going to have more than one meal today, unless you're on a fast or something. Best of luck to you if you are. And you're probably going to have more than one beverage. Speaking of beverages, I am getting ready to have a cup of coffee here now when we wrap up. So performance anxiety, I always had to talk about branding because I love talking about branding. I don't know what to believe anymore when you see the internets, but there was a billboard that had the two presidential figures, current presidential figures, and it said dumb and dumber. Thing with politics, Neville talks about it, and there was actually a quote that I did on a podcast. Whoever's in office, roughly half the people are going to have strong disdain for them. Half the people are going to like them. Well, in this case, it's like 30% of people that like them and 70% of people that don't. And of those 70%, 40% were duped by the mainstream, lamestream, Sesame Street, Muppet media. But it is what it is. So wrap it up, Neville Mind Trick, performance anxiety. You don't have to manifest a big thing. You don't have to always be working on this grandiose thing. If God speaks to you through the medium of your desires, is what Neville says. So if you have a desire, a natural, genuine desire from you that you want, you could tell the world about it. It's actually recommended. Neville says secrecy is a good rule. Don't tell anybody. Know what you want. Do your imaginal acts and wait for those things to come to pass. You don't have to tell anybody. Nobody has to know. It's just you anyway. You pushed out. You and the God power. Your world and wonderful human imagination. Easy peasy. That was easy. If you found value, you are more than welcome to share this with family, friends, neighbors. And for now, let us go into a silence. A silence. Yes, it is different than it has been before. It's not... None of the pressure is coming from outside. None of the pressure is coming from inside. You just are. You relax, meld into one. One with the oneness of all that is. And your desires, let them come as they come. And know that they will come to pass. Because you know what you know. Enjoy.